Blog Talk Radio.
Then we'll go ahead on and get started with the night study.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for what it is, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being the master, the creator of this universe, maker of all things, giving us something to be. You taught us this finger of love this morning. Our eyes seem wide open. And we saw a day to one that we know we'll see again. And we just want to say thank you, Father. And Father God, we thank you for this, waking us up on due time and giving us unction to do what is right and to go out and step out on your word one more time. Father God, we just ask all these blessings in your name. And then, Father God, we thank you for your God and Son, Jesus, the one that died on Calvary's cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. And one day we will rule and reign with him, henceforth, now and forevermore. And then, Father God, when we get down to the river of Jordan, we stick our sword in the golden sand. And you shape your word as a vessel to bear our souls on a cross in the beautiful land. For we will reign with you henceforth, now and forevermore. Let everybody say, amen. All right, so Jack, I see you just came in. I was able to see you just come into the room. Thank you. Welcome you also as well. Let's keep me a little water just in case, y'all. Y'all did that along with me. Like I said, by way of announcement, we don't have too much many announcements as far as my home church is concerned right about now. We will just like to say that we are back. We are in full-time ministry now. Our pastor is Pastor Christopher Williams. And we do have service on first, second, third, and fourth Sunday. Hey, that's Mary Jane. How you doing, Sister Law? I see you. Thank God for you, too. God bless you. Hopefully, you will get something out of this study. Because I do plan to bring it forward. I do plan to bring it forward. And as I was saying, that we don't have too many by the way of announcements right now. We, as far as revival meetings are concerned, really and truly, to be honest with you, this week, well, actually not this week. It will be the week coming up to the second Sunday. If we were going to be in revival, we would have been doing it in that particular week. But I haven't heard Pastor say anything. We deacons haven't discussed anything about when are we going to have that revival. So that's something that's coming at a later date. I will be giving y'all the information. Those of you that are local, especially that it affects. I know some of you, most of you in here, it won't even affect y'all anyway, other than Mayor Jane, my sister-in-law, and Bonnie, because they are local. But the rest of you, well, you know, just in case, you might be dying this way. Who knows? You never can tell what way God will move, or God will move in a mysterious way. Tonight, my friends, got something I want to relate and say. And I know now, I know you, some of you can't say, I just can't say I know, because you really don't know what people really know. But I can feel safe to say that I really believe that some of y'all know exactly what I'm going to be coming from tonight just from the look at my topic. The doesn't fall from the tree. I want y'all to look at that now. I want you to look at that. The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. Now, before we make an assumption, let us think about it. Let us think about it now. If you go up to a apple tree, if you go up to an apple tree, okay, and you look up under that tree, what did you expect to find? you expect to find out. If it's a past three, you expect to find past. And nine times out of ten, if all things hold consistent, that's exactly what you're going to find. When you go up on a banana tree, you're going to find banana, you're going to pear, a plum. You're going to find just the fruit and under that tree, which what that tree produced. But now remember I said this in the topic. I said that the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. There's something there. I'm waiting for y'all to get it. The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. Let me tell y'all something. We did an experiment in college. I never will forget it. And it was in psychology, in our psychology class. And what we were supposed to do is that we were supposed to pick out certain females in the class and look at their personalities, and their demeanor, and their ways, by the way they did. And so, see, could we write up a profile about what background they came from? That was the assignment. Now, listen to that there now. The fruit doesn't fall from the tree. Okay, I can remember a lot of us coming up with different views, different attitudes, different personality, different. Some people get straight up just astounded by the way, how could this person be the way they were? Until our psychology professor told us this. So now, if you really want to really know exactly the reason why they are like that, and they got that personality and that scheme about them, go home with them and look at who's behind the kitchen table, who's doing the cooking. Do you understand what I'm saying now? In other words, most of the time, not necessarily all of the time, but most of the time, the fruit comes from that root. In other words, this young girl, she got a tonality. Her profile is exactly the way that mama is standing behind that table. She's the young version of what you're going to have. In other words, so you better be careful. Because that is the profile. You better be careful what you get. Because the fruit don't fall from the tree. If you got one, if you go to a girl's house and her mama, and this was a study we did in psychology. We actually did it. And if you go down to her house and her mama raising hell all day long, talking trash and stupidity, ain't no peace in the house, you better run away from that quick, because that's exactly what you're going to get in the eventually. Because, see, you got the young bird. The old ain't came out yet. So you got to watch. You got to watch. Where the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. Now, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't have to be that way. But I'm going to tell you a few things now. And what gets us in this here mess that we call jealousy, they call it the green-eyed monster, y'all, jealousy. And there's a lot of it out there. You might as well get going and admit the truth. You got some people, they will never admit that they are jealous, but yes, they are. You know, you ain't got to admit it. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at the way you talk and the way you're trying to overlook certain people that you know you better than you're trying to overlook them, and you know them just as well as you know the next fella. But you are trying to overlook them. It ain't because you did it by mistake. No, you did it because you meant to do it. because of jealousy, because of whatever that person. See, this is the kind of crazy nonsense stuff, y'all, that we get ourselves caught up in, and then we call ourselves Christians. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Nonsense, crazy stuff. In other words, I'm a member of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. I'm a deacon and a musician, minister of music. So I pretty well know just about who's at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And if I go anywhere those members are there, I'm going to just about know it. It ain't no sense to me going there somewhere or in a function or in a church function. And then I see some of my church members there and I act like that I didn't, oh, honey, I didn't see you. You need to stop telling that lie. You meant not to see them because of your jealousy, because of your ignorance. Because, see, first of all, let me say it like this. I wish I had a, in other words, the preacher used to say, I wish I had a witness here. But then again, no, I'm just going to say it like this. And y'all can, in this room, you done been to certain people and certain events, and you have known that people tried to overlook you. Not only tried, they did overlook you. It wasn't because of the fact that they didn't know who you were. They did it on purpose because they are jealousy, envy, and strife. They do that because, like I say, the fruit doesn't fall from the tree. See, in other words, you can't get jealous. Mary Jane, you cannot. If you've been at Turquoise Church now for quite a few years. You've been there quite a few years. But now, if that was somebody else that was there, that been there just a few more years than you, quite naturally, Turquoise White might have a little pulling. You know what I mean? She may have a little pulling toward that person. She knows them better than you because she's known her the longest. They done had a chance to form relationship. This is what us as a people. We don't understand that. Us as a people, I'm just going to leave it there like that. You can take it for what you will, but us as a people, we fail to see that. We think that just because of the fact I take myself in my tenure at Pleasant Grove AME. I played for Pleasant Grove AME many years. Those people are connected to me. And we, even though right now I'm not playing with them right now, but they are still connected to me. You just don't unbreak ties like that. Those people some are going to forever be connected to me because we got something called bond. Most people don't know nothing about that, see. No, I come because they ain't never had no bond about it. Because, see, they don't have the mentality to have a bond. They too jealous. That green-eyed monster called jealousy, they don't want nobody to be more than what they got. In other words, I can't come over there, Mary Jane, your church. I can't come over there and just because of the fact that I stepped in through the door, just because I stepped through the door, that Pastor Turquoise is supposed to then drop everything she's doing and run up to me. See, this is the problem what we got. As individuals, we think that people that's supposed to just laugh down to us, but what have you done for me lately? That remember Janet Jackson said that? In other words, I'm gonna ask you a question. What have you done lately to get that kind of, if you want that kind of recognition, you gotta have done something to get it, to receive that type of recognition. You ain't been no musician. You ain't taught nobody no song. You ain't helped nobody along the way. Only thing you did was they called confusion, had a long mouth. When everybody else was trying to be friendly, you got your arm folded up looking stupid. Don't nobody want to be around you because your personality is ate up. And I did say it, every word of it. I mean, every word of it. Your personality is jacked up. That's how come don't nobody. It ain't that people don't like you. It's because you don't like yourself. You thinking that If you get you can't get the same sort of recognition somebody that's been in a job 40 years and you just stepped in yesterday and now you think you're going to get the same kind of treatment. Honey, Lord, you think too much of yourself. But that just is the way we go about doing things in our local churches, and then we carry it on into the household. You can't do nothing right for them. You don't even know what's going on sometimes. Sometimes you really be dumbfounded to think about what these people, what you talking about? Where did this come from? That's just like, why are we even having this conversation? So why the fruit don't fall far from the tree. And I guarantee behind every, like I say, now don't let me prove it to y'all now. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you just by this Bible study that we are having tonight. I ain't going to do it tonight, but I am going to prove it to you. We do stuff on purpose. We do stuff on purpose because that's just our mentality. But then we say, in other words, here I am. Every time I see Mary Jane, my sister-in-law, or Hammer Man, I got to say, oh, yeah, they did. But then Tyler, they back and turn. You know, I can't stand, you know, they just say one thing and do it that way. See, you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. Just say what you mean and mean what you say. Stop all that carrying on. Everybody got issues. Everybody got problems. Everybody got flaws. Ain't none of us without them. But you don't have to go out that way to be jealous of, because most of the people you jealous of, they ain't even worried about you. Now, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Most of the people that we sit down on a day-by-day basis in our houses talking about, you know, I can't stand him or I can't stand her. Them people ain't even studying about you. They could care less about you. You're not even on their mind. We need to stop that and get you some. You need to settle. You need to get you some business. In other words, you build some relationship with people, and then you'll have a reason. People will have a reason to embrace you. But you ain't doing nothing to be embraced. People always want their name up. Every church program come by or whatever, they want their name up in life. But you ain't doing nothing. Why should you want your... The pastors don't even know your name. How can they... I'm sorry, y'all, but that is true. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. We get mad at the preacher. We get mad at the pastor because he didn't put our name up in light. But he don't know you because the church is out. He can't get trying to get you to interact with people because your mouth's long. You ain't got no attitude. You got a bad attitude. You got a bad personality. They can't get you to talk to nobody. Why? Because you had odds with everybody. Ain't nobody. You can't nobody satisfy you. Because they tell you to go up, you say down. And they say go right, you say left. But I'm going to remember y'all remember this lesson. And I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to show it to you. Well, people, if they want to make you look little, they will try to make you look little regardless of what, especially if somebody else got. If somebody else got something nice or good to say about you, and they put you up and give you a word of accolade and pat you on your back, they're going to have something negative to try to pull you down. I guarantee you, every time it happens that way. Yes, sir. It'll happen that way. And this is how come you can't get anything, and you cannot get no accolade, and nothing won't happen good for you, is because your attitude is not right by nobody else. Everybody else wrong but you. Something wrong with that picture, sister and brother. So like I said, in that experiment we done, it was a psychology experiment. And it is a darn fact. I guarantee, I mean, I went. I saw it. It's a fact. That, whatever that young man here or that young lady here right now, that all you got to do is look at that old man and that old woman that right there at the house. That's what you finna get down the line. So if you can see it, if that's the run, not walk, run away from that, because you don't catch nothing but purity hell for the rest of your life. You're going to forever be catching hell by that, because why? See, you're never going to be able to do it right, because see, you got a good personality. People like you, but they're not going to be able to stand that husband or that wife. They got their mouth this long every time you got to go to church or something, and you got to interact with some of your church members or something like that, then you got to go home and argue a whole hour about that. Oh, that ain't nothing going to work like that, y'all. No, never going to work like that. So it's best to stay out of it. That's how come I tell y'all in my Bible study, on every study that I do with your body, I tell you that whatever you get, or whatever you get into, if God ain't in it, it's best that you get out of it. Because you're going to wish you had. Because you're going to come, it's going to give you stomachache, cramp, nothing but headache. And who want a lasting 20-year headache? Believe me, that don't feel good at all. Nobody want that. And then, like I say, if you're that type of person, that you're not gonna be friendly. The Bible says your person must first show themselves as friendly if you want friends. But then you know people, and then you act like you don't see them. Go to a grocery store, step on their toes, and act like you don't see them. Stop telling that lie. I didn't know that was you. Yes, you did. You know exactly what you were doing, y'all. Ain't no sense to keep on telling lies like that. But at any rate, thank God for the lesson, y'all. Like I say, Jesus said every tree is known by its fruit. So you ain't got to tell me nothing. All I got to do is watch. And if I'm watching you, I can see. And you show me, that is what I go by. I don't have to go by what nobody tell me. I go by what I see. We got to learn that, you know, if you want to be well spoken of and you want accolades from people, you got to do something to deserve that. You just can't be sitting at home every Sunday or any time it's choir rehearsing and everything, and you got other people out there baking cookies and they taking the choir members' cookies and stuff and everything. And then you're quite natural that the choir members going to be liking that because they love to eat cookies. But what I'm saying is you might not have to, you ain't got to be baking on cookies all the time, but they do something. But if you're not doing that, I expect something. That's what's the matter with the church now. We got a lot of people in the church. They want a lot, but they don't want to do a lot. Everything about what we did, but we ain't did nothing, just a few members that's doing the work. Amen. Amen. So y'all, we just going to say, y'all, once we learn to get over that jealousy thing, we got to lick that, y'all. That you can't, you're never going to join. You're never going to, ain't nobody going to, you're never going to have no friends. Nobody going to really enjoy you and like you. Why? Because you got that green eye muscle called jealousy. You can't give nobody no credit but you. And if you feel that they don't come up to your standard, you ain't got nothing for them. But guess what? You don't come up to everybody's standard yourself. So ain't no sense to keep worrying about that. That do what the Lord tells you to do and cut the day. That's what that is all about. So we thank y'all for coming to this Bible study. I'm about to run out of time here. And so what we're going to say right here is may the grace of the Lord, God, and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these people henceforth now. Let everybody say amen. And thank God for y'all coming. Thank you, Dale, for being glad you were able to make it out, too. Thank you. And everybody else, we thank God for y'all as well. See you on the next go-round. Oh, boy.